Well, good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging Affording the Future, the live local show, California's single best source, most reliable source, most upfront source, most current source for everything relating to long-term care, nursing homes, Medi-Cal, veterans benefits, assisted living, the issues of aging. What happens when people get older? What happens when we become more frail? What happens during all of that? So glad to have you with us. Again, welcome to Assets and Aging Affording the Future. This is a live show. Numbers here in the studio, 921-1530, 921-1530. Or if you're outside the Sacramento area, 800-834-1530. Always happy to answer your questions. Don't forget you can also email me. I monitor my emails online. My email address is bob@assetsandaging.com. That's bob@assetsandaging. You can also go to my website, assetsandaging.com. And don't forget my upcoming podcast this Wednesday and every Wednesday at noon. Those podcasts are also available if you can't listen to them live on my website shortly following the actual podcast. So you can listen to last week's podcast on my website. You'll be able to listen to this show in a couple days on my website. You can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @AssetsAndAging. What else? Okay, let's get into the stuff I have to say every week, because otherwise people get mad. Remember, I'm not an attorney, I don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be construed as legal, financial, or tax advice. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistance license recorded in Sacramento County. I'm a notary, and I cannot wire your audio system. I probably forgot something in there somewhere, but the most important, and I'm not securities licensed, I don't know, something. Somebody will get mad. Understand, folks, there is a large cabal of people out there who for 20 years have been trying to put me and people like me out of business that specialize in suing nursing homes and assisted living and people. There's a large cabal of people. There's one organization, folks, that took in $1 million last year as a nonprofit and spent $800,000 in salaries, supposedly for the benefit of seniors. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So everything here is my opinion only. Generally a pretty good opinion, but my opinion only. I've got lots to talk about this morning. And again, remember, you can always call me at my office here in Sacramento. And if you call, you're probably going to get my answering machine. Because like right now I'm on a radio. My phone number, as always, is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Also, remember, this we're counting down to my last radio show at this time slot on KFBK. My last show will be on the 27th. So you're going to want to listen because they're going to become more intense. And today, I need to let the station know you just need to cancel all programming until about 3 o'clock because it's going to take me that long to get through what I have today. They're not going to do that, folks, but I'm not going to have enough time. So make sure you listen to the podcast. Make sure you, if you're not on my newsletter list, I sent out a newsletter last week that's really important on estate recovery regulations. If you do not get my newsletter, it's free. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for my newsletter. It's free. It's electronic. It's only emails. I'm not going to mail it to you, so if you don't have email, I'm sorry, but it's not something I'm able to mail out. And last week's newsletter, which you got and I will be expanding in future weeks on, is all about new recovery regs. And I was going to talk about that today until an article in the Wall Street Journal this week. The Wall Street Journal, folks, is the only, I don't sell subscriptions. If you don't get it, you're silly. It's the only newspaper in America that, where you can actually track honestly what's happening in the long-term care industry and what's happening with seniors and what's happening with medicine and what's happening with all of those kinds of things. And there was an article on the front page. You can get it on the net. I will be probably writing another newsletter this week and attaching it as a link. And you're going to want to read everything I'm going to put up in the next week or two. You need to read. Front page, Wall Street Journal. What was the date on this? December 1st. Whatever that was. That was like Monday or Tuesday. And on the front page, it says, Medicare rules reshape hospital admissions. And I've been talking about this for a while. And you can go look it up on the internet while we take a little break here. And those of you that have a computer and an iPhone, you can read along with me. It's in the Wall Street Journal, the first. It's called Medicare Rules Reshape Hospital Admissions. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to announce to the studio here that I'm going to take an early break here because I don't want to be interrupted when I get into this. So I'll be back in a second. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear what's coming next. It's going to be very important to every human being. Talk to you in a little bit. Well, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Again, numbers here in the studio, 921-1530. I'm reading from an article from this last, whatever it was, the first. On front page of the Wall Street Journal. You're not going to find this anywhere else. You're not going to find people talking about it. I've been talking about it here now for 2-3 years. Dustin McFarland, who's an elder law attorney, has been on this show with me talking about it. Other elder law attorneys have been on this show talking to me about it, with me about it. And you need to understand there is a large cohort of people who do not want you to understand what I'm about to talk about. And it has to do with the following. And I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal article. And again, hopefully you had a chance to look it up and you can read along with me. The article is called Medicare Rules Reshape Hospital Admissions. And I want to start at the beginning. I can't read this all to you. It's long. But you need to understand this. And then I'm going to read a companion article from the Wall Street Journal from August. There's so much going on right now, folks, that seniors and the families of seniors need to understand because the healthcare system is not tilted in your favor. So listen up. At Banner Health's General Hospitals, I'm reading from the article. At Banner Health's General Hospitals, the rate of heart failure patients who wind up admitted to the hospital again soon after leaving has been dropping. According to a Wall Street Journal analysis of Medicare billing data, so has the readmission rates for patients treated for pneumonia and three other serious conditions. The Obama administration has cast such results as a triumph of the Affordable Care Act, which penalizes hospitals that have too many readmissions within 30 days of an inpatient stay. The goal is to encourage better follow-up treatment so patients can stay out of the hospital, keeping them in better health and whittling down the cost of the government. I read on. But this seemingly good news isn't as encouraging as it appears. At Banner, based in Phoenix, actually I was in a Banner hospital not long ago, my mom was in one, and at hospitals around the country, so this is just not about Banner, this is happening in every hospital in America, including Sacramento. At Banner, based in Phoenix, and at hospitals around the country, more patients are entering or re-entering hospitals under something called observation status. Observation status, a category that keeps them out of the readmission tallies. Patients on observation status can remain in the hospital for days and typically receive care that is indistinguishable from inpatient stays, experts say. But under Medicare billing rules, the stays are considered outpatient visits and as such don't trigger penalties under the health law. The journal, now listen, to this is where it's going to get interesting for seniors and other people. The journal, that's the Wall Street Journal, this is their article. By the way, it was written by a guy named, what's his name? I can't find it. Tom McGinney. Give somebody credit for actually paying attention to this. The journal's analysis of Medicare billing data shows that increases in observation stays can skew the readmission numbers, letting hospitals avoid penalties even if patients continue to have complications and return for repeat visits. Now listen to the next sentence. Observation stays generally are cheaper for the government, but in some cases, they can lead to big bills that are patients' responsibilities. So let's set this up. In this case, they're talking about someone whose mom went into a hospital after heart stuff and was in the hospital for several days, but was not admitted to the hospital. Was in the hospital, was in a room, was eating food, saw the doctor, had blood drawn, whatever else was done, but was not admitted to the hospital. She was treated as an outpatient because she was there strictly under observation. I read on from the article, incentive scheme. The hospitals are responding to the incentive scheme that has been established for them, said Eric Coleman, a geriatrician and University of Colorado professor. He said the journal's findings show that observation stays are blurring the results of what we think we're doing and how effective we think we are. Mr. Coleman was one of six experts who reviewed the journal's methodology and said it is valid. The journal's analysis found that 319 hospitals, about 10% of the nation's short-term care acute hospitals, contributed half of the overall increase in follow-up observation stays from 2010 to 2013. Among those hospitals, which include 10 of Banner's, readmission rates for medical conditions subject to the penalty program fell about 14%. At the same time, the share of follow-up visits labeled as observation status rose 156%. So what's happening, folks, is mom goes to the hospital for whatever, or dad, and she goes to the emergency room, and she goes in, and she's then transferred up to a room. But what no one is told is that mom or dad has not been admitted to the hospital. They are there under observation. And let's say it's for a heart attack. I'm just making stuff up here. And so they're observed, and after a couple days, they're sent home, or what we'll see worse yet, to a nursing home. They are sent home, and then they are readmitted 3 weeks later, that's within the 30 days, and readmitted to the hospital. But remember, they were not readmitted because they were never admitted in the first place. They were only under observation. Therefore, the hospital pays no penalty. Or if they were readmitted, if they were in fact admitted, but come back as a result of the pneumonia that occurs quite often after a heart attack, they come back into the hospital under observation for the pneumonia, and therefore the hospital doesn't have to pay the penalty. This is all set up as a result of Obamacare. It's perfectly legal, and it's set up under Obamacare. Okay, now this is where I see if I'm going to have enough time here. This is where it gets really, really, really interesting for people. And I'm going to read later on in the article. Rebecca Gardner, an assistant professor at Brown University's medical school, said that if patients are returning to hospitals just as frequently, regardless of how their stays are labeled, it signals that patient care hasn't improved, which it hasn't. And now here, listen to this. This is where it gets really interesting, and this is happening every day in my world. In some cases, observation stays can carry a financial sting for Medicare patients. Because such stays are treated as outpatient services, patients face copays that can in some cases exceed Medicare's inpatient deductibles. An even bigger bite can come when patients are referred to nursing homes. Medicare generally doesn't cover such care after an observation stay. We were shocked, said Bob Wellington, 87 years old, a retired teacher in Puyallup, Washington, who said he had never heard of observation stays before his wife spent 4 days in a hospital after a fall. She recuperated for more than 2 months in a nursing home, costing the couple more than $20,000, according to billing records and receipts. To pay the bills, the couple liquidated life insurance policy and cashed in CDs. Now, why was that? Because even though the wife was in a hospital for, 4 days, which normally, if you then went to a nursing home for rehab, which we'll get to in a minute, Medicare would have covered the first 20 days or so. But remember, his wife was never admitted to the hospital. She was under observation. So when she transferred to the nursing home for rehab, that bill was on their wallet. And they didn't know anything about it. I cannot tell you how many people I talk to that wind up paying a nursing home bill that call me up and say, how come I'm paying this? I thought I was covered by Medicare for 100 days. No, you weren't, because first of all, your mom didn't stay for 72 hours, three midnights. And secondly, she was never really in the hospital. She was only there for observation. You need to read the article, you need to absorb it, and you need to memorize it. It's important. And I have client after client after client. That's always a shock, I'm reading from the article. Just because they were in a hospital bed doesn't mean they were admitted, said Leona O'Neill, until recently administrator at a nursing home. When Medicare observation payments were patients were referred to her facility, very few actually stay if they have to pay. They go home, they don't receive care, and they die because they can't afford the nursing home bill that they thought Medicare was going to pay for, and then they find out it doesn't. Now, where else, who else is telling you this? If you're a senior, if you're a family of a senior, you have to know about this stuff. You are going to become victims of this stuff. You have to have a plan. Your family needs to know about this. As we all grow older and become more frail, we need to understand what the healthcare system now means for seniors. And I'm going to ask you bluntly, what's your plan? When this happens to you, how are you going to deal with it? Who's authorized to ask questions? Who's authorized to appeal this and make sure that mom gets admitted to the hospital? Who's going to know about all of this stuff? And when we come back in a little bit, I'm going to read you a companion article about what's happening in nursing homes as a result of this. We talked about this a couple weeks ago with the director of the best nursing home in California, who touched on this briefly. It's stuff you need to understand. You need to get my newsletter. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, go to my website and do it today. I will be writing a newsletter this week. In addition, hopefully you read last week's newsletter, which was on the new Medi-Cal recovery regs, which I will touch on briefly a little later on. But right now I want to focus on this because we try to focus on what's current. It's why you need to listen to this show. It's why you need to get to my workshops. I'll be announcing next year's workshops later on in the month. And they're going to be unique because, for one thing, you will not be able to make reservations. They're going to be first come, first serve. And they're going to be jam-packed. 800-999-8007. Get off your you-know-what. Get to the phone and get in to see me. The consultation is free. If your documents don't address these issues, if your family doesn't know about these issues, if you don't know about these issues, if you don't understand recovery and observation versus admission, you're dancing through the graveyard. 800-999-8007. Take a minute, pass this information on to others. Listen to the show later in the week or after it's up on my website, but get involved and get involved today. We'll be back after a short break. We got a lot more to talk about right here on Assets and Aging. Well, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. 800-999-8007. Talking earlier about the difference between admission and observation in a hospital, a Wall Street Journal article from December the 1st called Medicare Rules Reshape Hospital Admissions. Any of you listening to me today, this is a really important thing to memorize. You have to memorize this in addition to my phone number. You have to memorize admission and observation. You have to memorize the rules. How many of you right now have a friend or a loved one in a hospital? Do you know if they're admitted or just being observed? You need to ask. You need to understand the 72-hour rule, which is a 3-midnight rule for Medicare upon leaving a hospital. So, for instance, if Dad goes into the emergency room at 8 o'clock at night and he's in there under observation and he's transferred up to the room at 3 o'clock in the morning and admitted, he's missed 1 midnight. Because during the first midnight, he was in the emergency room being observed, not admitted. Even if he's moved up to the room, he may still be under observation, not admitted. You need to understand the rules because it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars when Dad is then moved to a nursing home for rehab and you find out that Medicare won't pay for it. And then what happens is people can't afford rehab, and I'll tell you why in a minute. I'm going to read you another article from the Wall Street Journal that I'm going to refer to. And all of a sudden, the family's stuck with a bill. They take mom or dad home, and they don't do well. They don't get any rehab, and they wind up dying at home for lack of care. I want to read you another article from August 16th, updated August 16th of this year in the Wall Street Journal by Christopher Weaver, Anna Wild Matthews, and Tom McGinty. Again, the same Tom McGinty that wrote the other article. I'm telling you, if you don't want to get it delivered to you, and you can get it delivered to you at your home, I don't sell it, get it online. And I know a lot of the stuff in there you won't care about, but it's the only paper in America that actually follows this stuff. And this one is entitled, How Medicare Rewards Copious Nursing Home Therapy. And again, I want to read from this article. During his 2013 California nursing home stay, Jack, I'm not going to read the last name, became severely dehydrated and shed more than 5 pounds, partly because staff didn't follow written plans for nutrition, blah, 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 blah. Still, during many of his 21 days there, the 96-year-old man, suffering from dementia, received 2 hours or more of physical and occupational therapy combined every day. That qualified as what Medicare terms an ultra-high amount of therapy to help with tasks such as walking, even as he deteriorated. and it allowed the nursing home operator to bill Medicare top dollar for his entire stay. The federal insurance program for the elderly and disabled, which pays nursing home stays, nursing homes a daily rate for personal staying, blah, 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 spent $13,468.19 for 21 days of care. Patients getting ultra-high therapy at least 720 minutes a week generate some of nursing homes' biggest payments. Medicare's ultra-high rate averaged, notice I said averaged, $560 a day. Today, it is over $700 a day, because remember the example they use is from 2013. So the rate that the rehab facility gets is dependent upon the number of days. Now, in 01, now listen to this. Listen to this. In 01, about 5 to 7% of nursing home stays were billed as ultra high. Today, it's over 50%. Now, why is that important? Why is that important? It's important for a couple reasons. One is Medicare's going broke. You can say what you want to say. Medicare's going broke. So if X number of years ago, there were only 5, 6, 7% getting ultra-high care, and now there are over 50%, and the average bill is $600 a day or more, that's costing you and me or somebody a lot of money. And in some cases, for people who don't benefit at all from the care. Now, if you read this, it talks about certain nursing home chains and blah, 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 and all of that kind of stuff. Now, let's tie the dots together. We have people going into a hospital. You always have to tie the dots together, folks. That's why seniors need to pay attention to this. In the first article, we have people going into hospitals, observed, not admitted. They then go to a nursing home for rehab, thinking Medicare is going to pay this $500 a day bill for their care for therapy. Only when they get there, they find out that because dad was never admitted, Medicare's not paying the $500 a day, the family is. And they don't know what to do. And because they may have signed an arbitration agreement, they may have limited their right to lawsuit when they put dad into the nursing home. Do you understand the connection between all of this? And all of this is being done by the federal government and Obamacare under the guise of saving money. That observation versus admission, and the tie to rehab in nursing homes, not all nursing homes, but a lot of them, there are a lot of chains. There are some chains that don't take any more custodial care nursing home patients. They only take Medicare rehab patients, and it's because of the money. And as a result, when people find this out, they don't leave dad in the nursing home. They don't know they can appeal. They don't understand the difference between admission and observation. And they wind up taking dad home, trying to get care for dad at home or mom at home, and they don't do well and they die. If you don't think this is happening every day, you're not listening and paying attention. Look at the two articles. I'll put links to both of them up in my newsletter this week. Knock on wood, and I can remember that long. But two articles from the Wall Street Journal, you need to read them both. You need to understand them both. And when we come back from the break, I then want to tie those to Medi-Cal estate recovery, and I want to tie those all to the need for seniors and their families to begin to do some real, honest planning, because this stuff, there's another word I'd like to use, this stuff is really happening, and it's happening to real people, and it's happening every day. We're going to take a little break. I'll be back in a second. Don't go away. There's more to talk about. 800-999-8007. Get your fanny in to see me. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show, California's single best source for information on the issues, the difficulties, and the need for planning in aging. You're going to miss this show when it's gone, folks. For those of you that have been listening for all these years and you've done nothing, the day will come in your family, I can guarantee it, when you will need the information that I've been talking about here for 18 years. It's going to become more important than ever that you follow my website, that you follow my podcasts every Wednesday at noon. And you can re-listen to those later on because they're then put up on my website. So even if you can't join me at noon on Wednesday, within hours, they're up on my website and you can listen to the most current podcasts and you'll be able to listen to this show. I am going to be doing workshops next year. I'll have more to say about that as this month goes on, but you have a limited amount of time to get in and see me and begin to make a difference in your life and your family's life. For those of you that got my newsletter last week on recovery, I hope you read it. I hope you took the time to read it. It's one of the most important newsletters I've ever put out. I will be talking more about it in the weeks to come. And belonging to my newsletter list is one of the ways that you're going to be able to stay in contact with me even when this show ends on the 27th. If you're not on my email newsletter list, get on it. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you will be able to sign up for my newsletter. Also, by the end of the month, I will have information on how you can sign up and pre-subscribe to my book. We're diligently working on it, but I want it to be a worthwhile effort. I don't want it to be some piece of baloney that's put together, that's technical. I want to be able to tell the story of how this works and the story of how it impacts families and all of those kinds of things. It's important that all of that happen. And in fact, this week, one day this week, I'm going to be taking an entire day and just working on things to make that book even better and the information more widely available. So you have a chance. Get a hold of me. Get on the newsletter list. Get in to see me. Call me at 800-999-8007, or you can request an appointment online, but do it. I hope you got a chance to read the new recovery regs. They're going into effect on January the 1st of this year. Okay? And I want to go back to my little scenario. It's important that I go back to my little scenario. So Dad goes into the hospital. It could be Mom, but I always pick on Dad. Dad goes into the hospital. He winds up either observed or admitted. It doesn't matter. He then goes to the nursing home for rehab, and everybody decides that Dad cannot come home. That Dad needs to stay in the nursing home. So Dad stay. By the way, I have two cases right now where Mom and Dad are both going into nursing homes. Both. I have a case right now where one son has not worked for 2 years trying to take care of his mom at home and just can't do it anymore. He has run out of money. It's something that happens to more people than you can imagine, and for many of you, it's happening in your family. So Dad winds up in the nursing home. Dad applies for Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal pays the nursing home bill for 2 years, and dad dies, and dad's married, and nothing happens because mom's alive. Then when mom dies, the kids get a letter from the state of California saying the third party recovery branch, what a name, third party recovery branch. Why not just call it, we're going to take it all away from you, branch. And they get a little letter, and that little letter is based on this code section. And again, for those of you that got my newsletter last week, if you haven't read it yet, you better. And you better, again, memorize it. And they got this letter because of this code section in Title 22, Section 50961 of the California Code of Regulations. You can look it up. And it says, the department, that's Medi-Cal, Department of Healthcare Services, shall, in the Medi-Cal booklet, it says may, which is a lie. The regulation says shall. The department shall claim against the estate of a decedent, that was dad when dad died, or against any recipient of the decedent's property by distribution or survival. And that can come out of any benefits paid by the Medi-Cal program on behalf of the decedent, including nursing facility and other long-term care services, home and community-based services, inpatient, outpatient services, durable medical equipment, related hospital and prescription drug services, health care and insurance premiums, and payments to managed care plans. Those are HMOs. The stuff is real. The admission versus observation issue is real. The rehab charges for high-level rehab are real. The fact that they may not be covered by Medicare is real. And if they're not covered by Medicare, they're not covered by your Medicare supplement policy. The fact that Medicare doesn't pay for home care is real. The fact that Medicare and Medi-Cal don't pay for assisted living is real. All of those things are, in my world, real. You have decisions to make. And that is, what are you going to do about what's out in front of you and your mom and your dad and your grammy and your grampy? Are you prepared to take care of it? Have you made the decisions necessary to take care of it? Parents, have you chosen the people you want to take care of it and given them the absolute authority to do things that nobody ever thought they were going to have to do? 800-999-8007. It's your choice. 800-999-8007. Be prepared or just become another victim. We're all getting older. We're all becoming more frail. We're all going to be ill. And there's a very good chance that before we die, many of us are going to be ill for a long time. Take the steps today to begin to make a difference. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Sign up to get in to see me or call me at 800-999-8007 and follow my broadcast and my Twitter broadcast on my website. Until next week, this is Bob Scrivano, 800-999-8007. Have a great day. Bye-bye.